Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is Anna, and I'm bringing you another devotion from the Outreach team. This past week, a part of our Outreach team went to visit an organization in Vancouver that ministers to the Iranian refugees in the area. Those 2 days were filled with awe-inspiring stories of how God makes Himself known to His people and the responsibility the believers have to share the goodness of God with those near and far. The House of Omid has a team of Iranian refugees who are committed to spending every minute and opportunity sharing the gospel. They follow the words of Philippians 2:13, "For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill His good purposes." For the executive director, being born blind made him feel like he was lacking in something. He spent many years creating a list, asking God how he could glorify him through his skills and accomplishments. Little did he know that God would use his blindness to make him see even more the vision God had made for him in the future of their ministry. With God's vision, they have supported many house churches in Iran, and God is more greatly glorified through the last thing our dear friend, the executive director, imagined. The church in Iran is the fastest growing group of believers in the entire world, and yet they experience dangerous persecution each day. This has not kept them from gathering and worshiping together. God is using them to bring His glory to a country that has attempted to strip Him from His people. What are areas or parts of ourselves that we cannot imagine God could use for His glory? But He said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." 2 Corinthians 12, 9-10. Thanks for listening.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.